Ready to roll up your sleeves again? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The FDA and the CDC considering approval of another round of COVID vaccine booster shots.
Fueling concerns is BA5, the latest Omicron subvariant, currently representing more than 63% of the 130,000 cases the U.S. is averaging every day. As more Americans rely on at-home tests, experts say infections could be as much as 7 times higher, and it could put the country at a disadvantage should cases and hospitalizations grow. The Biden administration confirmed the purchase of 100 million doses of Pfizer's Omicron target bivalent vaccine in an effort to bolster immunity moving forward.
Fox's Charles Watson, Allergy and Infectious Disease Institute Director Dr. Anthony Fauci admits the vaccines haven't protected people overly well from infection, but says they've probably saved many, including himself, from more serious illness. President Biden is winging his way to Jerusalem overnight, Israel, the first stop on his Middle East trip. Before leaving Washington, he hosted the White House congressional picnic.
I hope that we do more of these kinds of events so you get to know your families, get to know each other's families, get to know your spouses, your kids, get to know one another in ways that are more personal.
The House January 6th committee with another public session Tuesday, hearing from Stephen Ayers, who explained why he went to the Capitol that day.
I followed, President Trump, on all of the websites, he basically put out, come to Stop the Steal rally, and I felt like I needed to be down here.
Ayers says he is still concerned about the next presidential election. Convicted Texas killer Ramiro Gonzalez, scheduled for a lethal injection Wednesday evening, will apparently get more time. A state appeals court delaying his scheduled execution over false testimony by a prosecution witness at his trial. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Multiple sources are reporting a formerly prominent South Carolina defense attorney faces more legal trouble within days.
South Carolina legal heir Alex Murdaugh will likely face charges this week for the 2021 murders of his wife and son. Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were found dead in their family home last summer. Alex Murdaugh is currently jailed on fraud and embezzlement charges related to money stolen from his law firm. Murdaugh's attorney says they will have no comments until charges are actually brought against him.
Fox's Shannon Bream. As expected, Twitter has filed a lawsuit against Elon Musk to try and force him to complete his $44 billion purchase of the platform, which he's walking away from. A famed grove of giant sequoia trees in Northern California has apparently survived a brush with the Washburn Fire in the Yosemite National Park, thanks to the efforts over the last 50 years to keep brush away from the trees with small contained burns. The winds are pushing the fire, which is now charred more than 5 square miles away from the trees. An afternoon of boating on New York's Hudson River turned tragic Tuesday. A woman and her 7-year-old child died when their chartered boat capsized, trapping them beneath it. A total of 12 people went into the water. The other 10 were rescued, but 3 of those suffering critical injuries. 3 men charged in New York City in a scheme to sell handwritten lyrics to a well-known rock song.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The men have been charged in a conspiracy involving the handwritten lyrics to the Eagles' smash hit Hotel California. An indictment filed in state court in Manhattan accuses Glenn Horowitz, Craig Inciardi, and Edward Kaczynski of plotting to possess Don Henley's notes and lyrics for the song and other Eagles hits, including Life in the Fast Lane, and lying to auction houses and potential buyers about the manuscript's origins, which altogether are valued at more than $1 million. The men have pled not guilty.
Fox's Lisa Lacera, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.